This one went out especially. This selection went out especially for Mr. Glaude in Cairn Crow, Louisiana. And I hope that you're listening this morning, and I hope everything is going well. Coming up also is, where is this person right here? His name is John Wilson. Where are you, John Wilson? And his CD that he produced, John Wilson and the Zydeco's House Rockers. And this cut, we're calling this one here, and let's see, the title of this one that we're playing on John Wilson is called Let's Do the Zydeco. Let's do it, John Wilson.
Tonight, y'all, me and my woman, we're gonna have a good time now. We're gonna pop the cork, we're gonna get on down now. We're gonna do the zydeco all night long. Me and my woman, we went out to this place, and the people was there, was having a good time. I said, come on, girl, let's get on the floor and do the zydeco now. All night long, all night long, all night long. We'll be right back.
All right, John Wilson. That was something. Let's do the Zydeco on his CD. And I'd just like to know, where is he right now? Late Great, coming up something right here. Where were you? Now, I remember this one. I remember this musician because I used to listen to him every Mardi Gras that I would attend over at Hyman Performance Center in the auditorium. He would walk on stage with his white suit, and how his son, Dopsy Jr., would bring him on. And this man right here, and he played his accordion upside down because he was left-handed. But he was a great musician. Where were you when you first heard him? Sweet Lucille with 7 past 9 o'clock.
Love you, baby.
This is going out for Dr. Gene Morris. Because I know you got that towel sitting on your shoulder right now. Dry your eyes. Shane, also going out for Shane.
Draw your eyes. Let's talk it over again. You know, I didn't mean to ever treat you so mean. Draw your eyes. Yes, yes. Honey, let's talk it over again. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, honey.
Do you remember this one? We'll be right back. Judgment Day by Leroy Thomas. And, of course, you recognize on the drum that was Leo Thomas. You can't forget that one because he's got a special beat every time. So where were you then at the time when you first heard that? Coming up is something by, let's see, this one here has got to be none other than Big Nate, Nathan William. Good morning to both of them. I saw Lil Nate yesterday over at Lowe's, and Big Nate right there was loading out his truck. I don't know what he's loading up. That truck was so doggone loaded. I thought he would have to add some extra wheels back there. Anyway, coming up, let's go.
Get up, 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 get up This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for this morning's program comes from The Bank, offering a full range of financial services from 5 convenient locations, Jennings, Iowa, Iota, Lake Arthur, and Welsh, and online anytime at thebank-online.com. The Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
São Paulo is Brazil's biggest and baddest city, and the center of a vibrant new music scene. On this show, Georges Collinet shares his mic with me, Julia Ferlin, and my co-producer, Marlon Bishop, for a tour of Brazil's musical underground on The Soul of São Paulo, rock, rap, and future music from the endless city. Next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
Sunday night at 8 on KRVS.
All right, here we go with 31 actually, past 9 o'clock. The second segment of Zydeco Sao Passale with JB and MC here in the studios of 88.7 FM, KRVS, on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, looking over Cypress Lake. And we want to thank all of you who've been with us since 8 o'clock this morning, and particularly such as Jesse, Alfred, Leroy Marshall on the highway, and who else called this morning? O'Neill.
But, you know, O'Neill always call. A couple of times.
And someone called.
Uh-huh.
They wanted for us to play a song for Dr. Gene Morris.
Okay.
Because he had been crying.
Crying for what? Again?
Again.
Poor Dr. Gene. Because I think that's why he drinks so much water. He keep drying himself out, so he got to keep drinking more water to get hydrated again.
No,
Dr. Gene Morris, and I know he probably got a little knot on the back of that head.
Well,
Miss Nelly probably popped in the back of the head.
I didn't want to say that, but I said I don't know. But what happened is that she took one of the wheels off of his wheelchair.
Oh, he can't roll now?
No.
As a matter of fact, he got to hold both sides of the wheelchair to stay in it.
She put a little tripod under the axle so he can't move.
So he can't move. She finally figured it out. Take the wheel off. Slow him down.
Slow him down. And anyway, Dr. Gene, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Everything is going well for you this morning. And but he is without a wheel.
Anyway, he's without a wheel.
That's right.
Okay.
So he's planning to call the police, he said.
And, John, I got I know we talk about the Bow Down Club, and I have a 50th wedding anniversary that I want to announce a little later.
Whoa!
Instead of the program. 50 years, John.
Whoa!
That's a beautiful accomplishment. That is
yes.
A great accomplishment, you know,
yes.
To be married to someone for 50 years. Whew. Bow Down Club, it is possible. Lot of work, but it is possible.
Possible.
Right, Brian? It's possible. I just got to holler at my partner Brian over there. He called this morning, so we're gonna help him out a little bit later in the program.
Might as well help him out.
Yeah, we'll help him out. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, call the police.
Call the police. Lord. Okay. All right.
That's what it is. Call the police.
I'm gonna dance all night and help start over again.
Dora, all the way from Houston, Texas. We just want to know, where are you, Dora? And we are now going around the road and around the area and find out, do you remember this person? Do you remember this? Where are you at this time? Dora and Zydeco Bad Boys, and that's what it is. Oh, by the way, too, let me remind you that also that Terry and the Bad Boys is going to be at O'Darby tonight. And this coming Friday, Terry and the Bad Boys is going to be at Blue Moon. So you got that? Terry and the Bad Boys at O'Darby's in Cairncrow tonight. And then this coming Friday, he's going to be over at Blue Moon. So you got that? I just wanted to make sure. Anyway, continuing with something by Dexter Ordway. And he says, you remember this? He always say, take your time, not too fast, because you'll find out. 38 past 9 o'clock. 482-6991 is the number. Again, 482-6991. JB, your host, sitting in the chair. Good morning to all of the folks over in Metro Swallow, particularly the Andrew Cesar and his wife. Good morning to you. And all of the folks we met this past Saturday afternoon over in Andrew's place, where the Selkie Race is located. We want to tell you a little bit more about it, so stay tuned right here on 88.7 FM. This is KRVS, Zydeco Sao Pasale program. JBMC every Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Dexter Ardoin, take your time. with Rockin' Dopesy coming up and Part It Down. You just heard something by Dexter Ordway. Take your time. Now we just gonna do a little Part It Down. 42 pants. Here we go. Let's Part It Down right now. Hey, do you remember when we used to dance to this kind of music? And we still do now.
Shake it on down. We're gonna get down, we're gonna get down, we're gonna get down, people. We're gonna can't bring it on down.
to do that.
In the house, letting it down.
All right, now, but you know, we're going to continue and we're going to say, because we're going to let the good times roll. Now, I could remember this one at the auditorium during the Festival International and the Festival Acadien. Zydeco Joe was out there, along with Mr. and Mrs. Broussard from Milton, Louisiana, the late Mr. Broussard, and Bertha. All of them out there dancing away. Zydeco Joe. I know what we're going to do. We're going to let the good times roll.
Nothing wrong someday. Nothing mean that holly. Nothing wrong someday. Nothing wrong someday. Tout partout dans la moyenne. Oh, this thing. This don't tell me y'a no soi. Laissez bon temps rouler, laissez miller
about let the good times roll. And Chubby, get to the mic. Zydeco Joe would say, get to the mic.
Like you said, JB.
Hey, I'm trying to make it.
Man, you sounding good this morning, man. You're bringing out the old school this morning, partner. You woke me up with that.
I woke you. You had one ear open, and then I said, whoa, what is this?
Man, I'm like, oh, no, you're taking me back to school, brother.
Well, that's the whole intent, is to try to bring back, because, you know, quite often, you know, we forget about some of the old musicians. Now, one of the things about we do, Melvin and I both, we try to make sure, and we do, not make sure that we play the music from the musicians that actually got us where we are. Mm-hmm. And we never try to forget those.
Man, that's awesome.
And so this morning when I came in, I said, well, let me just go back. And I sat down here just preparing to start my program. I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to just go back and see how many of you, how many people, the listeners out there can remember this one. And when I played Warren C's The Blueberry Hill,
wow.
And I said, now many musicians actually produced that Blueberry Hill and played it. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he just had a twist to it. That's what he did. So,
absolutely.
And then Kojak.
Well, that's the one that woke me up right there for sure. I said, that's it. I'm going to take my shower. I think he needs some company.
Yes. Well, now, when a little later on in the program, ladies and gentlemen, Chubby does have his accordion in the studio this morning. So he's going to be playing. He's going to be playing some selection and a surprise. Now we don't know what it is exactly he's going to play, but I'm hoping he keeps up in the thought of the program. And the theme of the program this morning is to bring back memories.
Yes,
to
indeed.
Generate some of the memories in which you experienced many years ago. Now. We don't want you to go out there and hang your head and start going in your backyard and wondering, you better half or say, what is he or she doing out there? What's the matter? What's the problem? They're trying to remember some things way back when.
I'm talking about the day when my mom used to go out there and hang them clothes on that clothesline.
Oh, that's what you're thinking about.
That's what I'm thinking about. And
look, that clothes would come in smelling good.
Smelling fresh.
April fresh.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't care if it was in August. It was still April fresh.
No matter what.
All right, we're 54 and past 9 o'clock. We'll be back with Chubby in a little while, but we're going to play this in my mail. Melvin, who is that going out for?
My mail is going out this morning for Shirley Atkins from Dallas.
Shirley Atkins from Dallas?
Geneva Alvarado from
San Diego, California.
And that is by their brother, Michael Frank.
Then Michael Frank requested all of that. Now, they live in those areas, but they're not from there. All right, good. Let me get that straight. You know, they're not from there. Okay, here we go. Something My Mail by Keith Frank.
I'm playing another one that my father did back in 1983. Hey, you ride along with Mr. Classy Baloo. Let something call me Mail, y'all.
Oh!
if you're feeling all right tonight, let me say, yo.
Waterproof to a Cajun crawfish. You know I'll be there.